Blog Talk Radio.
Fun. Just a you draw a name.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio Scene, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Oh my gosh, let's start that over.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday. Let's play some holiday music. Oh my gosh. Well, you know what? Well, that's really loud. Let's turn that down. Because that's, I didn't even realize how loud that was. That's coming out of Pandora, folks.
Thank you, Pandora.
Weed Day Wednesday.
Thank you, Pandora. I was listening to my Michael Bublé Pandora Christmas this morning.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was actually singing.
Get
and
out.
I have not. I'm not a big Christmas fan, I have to tell you. I was thinking why I haven't been, because I used to be.
Yeah.
I would get my house all decorated, I'd buy Christmas ornaments at the end of the, after Christmas, so I would have really nice, cool Christmas ones.
Oh.
New ones every year.
Wow.
Because you can get a really killer deal.
If they're left.
They're practically giving them away.
If they're left.
Wow. You usually can find some good stuff if you're hunting around.
Yeah.
So I'm a shopper and I'm a lover. And so I'd always have new Christmas ornaments, new Christmas lights, new fun stuff for the next year. So I decorate, and for the last maybe 5 or 6 years, I've really stopped doing that.
Yeah.
I don't go get a Christmas tree. I don't put up Christmas lights. I take part in gift exchange, like
when you have to.
When I have to, I don't know, gift giving. I used to be good at it, and I don't know what it was, and maybe a personal perspective. I have to tell you, Bellstar, you really do. You really do know how to give some amazing gifts, because
you don't, but you do. Well, see, but the thing is, when you know and love someone, it is so easy to buy something for somebody you know and love.
Yeah, but there's things like when I see it, like I know I have to get, like,
right, and it doesn't have to be at Christmas.
It's right.
It could be in June.
Exactly.
July, when he was really born.
Or
I mean,
when, that's true. Jesus was a Gemini.
There's a song about that. No, there's not. But there will
be. Jesus was a Gemini. I feel it. Oh,
a good one.
But, you know, I don't know whether for the other folks out there, but today, actually yesterday, I turned on my Pandora on my phone, and I was like, I'm going to listen to some Christmas music.
Oh.
And something about Christmas music gets me to sing because I know all the words.
Oh.
So, you know, it's different than listening to the radio or a rare Pandora station, your favorite Pandora station. Because every song that comes on, you may know some of the words, but the next song,
it's
a 50-50 chance.
Yeah, but Christmas,
you really do. I mean, if you think about it, and there's just something about Christmas songs. So I really do appreciate that, Bellstar, you play these. You do.
Funny thing is, now I have not been into Christmas for so many years. I mean, so many years.
Uh-huh.
And this year I just finally realized, well, I came up with my own meaning for Merry Christmas this year, which is just, we talked about it last week. Basically, you know, hi, how are you? Glad you're in my life. I love you. Kind of Merry Christmas. You know, it's, hey, how's it going? Yeah. It can mean so many things.
Yeah.
But I never was into Christmas until I realized I don't have to be. And that's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
And that's what made me love it. When you let something go, you're sometimes you're able to see it for what it is. And for this country, Christmas is, sorry, for most people, it's commercialism and crap.
For sure.
And I'm laughing at that this year. I'm watching people, except for the lady at the post office who's going to go down next time I see her in town.
Well, I'm going to talk about some of the other people that are probably laughing at it. There's a dragon in the front yard.
There is a dragon in the front yard, and my post office, my postman stopped me today out at the park, and he said, I love your dragon!
So Bellstar has a Christmas dragon in her front yard.
That's
He's
right.
got...
12 feet tall.
12 feet tall.
Holding a candy cane.
Holding a candy cane in his mouth with flapping wings, nonetheless.
Yes, and they move up.
And so when she talks about commercialism...
Yeah, there it is.
Holy shit, it's blown out up on her front...
Yeah,
in the front yard.
Who ever heard of a Christmas dragon? That's the best thing ever.
Last Wednesday, and there he was.
There he is. We haven't even named him.
I know. I want to call him Puff.
Oh, yes, I think that's it. I think that's appropriate. On so many levels. Little
I know it's kind of generic,
Puff
the Magic Dragon.
So we love Puffing the Magic Dragon.
There's so many things to go along with that, and... I mean, we could sit here for hours and just talk about that song. Puff out front has really, it encompasses all of what Bellstar was talking about the commercialism here.
And you know what? That was just a thought from someone, just a thought of love.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's what a gift should be. It doesn't have to be December 26th.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't. It can be
make Christmas... any day that you want it to be.
March 3rd. Who cares?
And June 8th.
And whatever, I like it. I like it. June 8th. If somebody posted out, it's on the same page. June 8th. But whatever it is, just have a good time out there. People, good morning, Netherlands. Good afternoon. Good evening. Wherever you are, Netherlands. Woo-hoo. Be nice to each other out there. People are like, I got to see my family. I'm like, you know what? I don't have family. So if you have to see your family, consider yourself maybe a little lucky bastard.
No.
Well, I would say I'd give anything for one more dysfunctional family holiday. Kind of like the Christmas was.
Right.
Throwing turkey across the table, trying to light it on fire for this kindling.
Couldn't be more surprised if I woke up with my face stapled to the floor.
Okay. Good time. Good time. Well... Welcome to Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for letting us go on about our Christmas rant.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It was
a good one. We flipped roles this year. I like it. So, Netherlands, what do you guys do out there for Christmas? Do you have big old white Christmas trees and things like that? Because I did buy some blue lights for my year-round Christmas tree. Yes, I have a year-round Christmas tree. Everybody should. Because I miss the forest. So basically, I just keep it up all year, my little forest. And I thought, well, after Christmas this year, I'm going to go somewhere, build the cheapest little, I'm going to get me some tiny baby ones and make a little forest.
That's a really cute idea.
Yeah, I'm going to have my own forest in my own house. I can't really get out there as often as I want. All right. So check it out. Tumbleweeds Health Center, woo.com is having some major certification specials. Come on down, 4826 East Broadway Boulevard.
Are you going to be a stocking stuffer?
In Tucson, Arizona? Oh, there's some great stocking stuffers down there. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. All sorts of stuff. Vaporizers, dab rigs, bongs.
You can put a bong in a stocking, that's for sure.
Stuff a bong in your stocking, We've got little ones. They might just fit.
And then head on over to your local dispensary and get something to stuff your bong with.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. I love it.
It could be kind of like a turducken.
Oh, is that your Christmas tree? We love
that
it.
Adorable.
Oh, all you bloggers out there, click on that. That is the best ever. Oh my God, that's hysterical. Well, ours is, that's amazing. You win.
All right.
You win. There it is.
That's what they do in the Netherlands.
Yes, this is how they do it. All right. Okay, well. Should we keep, let's see how loud this Christmas music is in the background. Let's kind of turn it down.
A little bit of Frank. Yeah, I heard some Frank this morning.
Yeah, it's nice to have Frank in the morning.
Frank
in the morning.
A couple days ago, I was on Facebook and I saw Lady Gaga. She did a...
Go Gaga?
Yeah. She did our Christmas song. She's got a good voice. I really enjoy.
I love Lady Gaga's voice. She's got a good... What's his name? Really big her. Who's the iconic guy that sings with her all the time? Tony Bennett.
Yes.
Oh,
they
God.
Did the Tony Bennett. Yes, that's
yeah,
who it was.
He thinks she is just a bomb. And
yeah.
She's a great voice.
She really does. And they do some Christmas duets together, and I highly recommend those. For...
Boy, we get sidetracked. We went from Tell What We Tell Center to Lady Gaga and about two nanoseconds.
We were talking about Christmas music.
And Bing Crosby.
And Frank Sinatra. And then we talked
first
about
Burlive, Mom. Bring on the Burlive.
Right, we'll come.
239, all-inclusive special right now at Tell What We Tell Center for certification. 164 if you're on food stamps. That's freaking unheard of.
Practically free.
All fees paid. Practically state fee, doctor fee, free processing. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
That's awesome.
Hello, Grand Island and Silver Sisters.
We love you. We miss you.
How's the weather over there?
Merry
Are you
Christmas.
Trapped in a blizzard? Are you 16 feet under snow? Oh, I miss that. Merry Christmas. Let's see, what else? You can check out the latest edition of Canna Health Magazine. It's an online digital magazine. And you can do that here.
Canna Health is a digital magazine focused on knowledge, safe access, and advocacy with a monthly subscription readership. It's loaded with scientific and clinical articles from various healthcare professionals, profiles of cannabis clinics offering safe access to medicines, national and local organizations open to the public, and real-life patient success stories. It's free to subscribe, so don't miss another issue of Canna Health.
Oh,
sorry.
Where'd you go?
I was listening to Canna Health. Actually, I was looking at their,
That's their little icon.
Their little icon.
On that.
And you can actually do this and actually get right onto the magazine right from Tumbleweed's website.
Yep, and check it out. So if you go to Tumbleweed's website and you go to certifications, you can check out what days were open. There's some holiday days. But if you scroll down, there's more information. Under 18 information is there if you have a kid that wants to get certified. But if you have PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, HIV, AIDS, ALS, Crohn's disease, agitation of Alzheimer's, chronic or debilitating disease or medical condition, the treatment for a chronic or debilitating disease or medical condition that causes wasting syndrome, severe and chronic pain, severe nausea, seizures, including epilepsy, persistent muscle spasms like multiple sclerosis, if you have those things.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
Give us a call, 520-838-4430. You can email us, thctucson@gmail.com. You can even email us your medical records, and we'll check them out for you and see if they're valid, because people, they get scared. They think they're going to have to pay all sorts of money if they come down, they see a doctor, and they're not validated. Well, we will not make you pay if you're not going to get your card. That's just how we do it. That's how we roll. So come on down, 4826 East Broadway Boulevard, and see one of our doctors Monday through Saturday normally, except this Saturday and next Saturday we'll close for the holiday, along with the Monday for Christmas and New Year's. I can't believe I'm saying Christmas and New Year's. 17 went fast.
I know. I had some people saying that it felt like it went slow.
So fast.
And I'm what? Like,
yeah, it's
where
over.
Were you?
Yeah, where were you? Because it's over.
Because I... I can't even wrap around my brain that it's December 20th. December 20th. So, wow. So, if you have not made your New Year's resolutions, let's just talk about this for a little bit. You know, as these different states are legalizing, we're going to start seeing some more states legalize. And we actually have the initiative for Arizona's new initiative that's being brought up, and we're going to talk a little bit about that today.
We're going to read some of it today, actually, and then Safe Arizona is actually going to come on air. I'm not sure when,
but soon.
Yeah.
Well, so talking about resolutions, these are things that are, you know, really huge, and they should be huge for you if you are a patient, if you like using cannabis on a regular basis. It helps you with day-to-day life decisions, pain, not anything, all of that stuff that you were using. Ability to cope, stress reliever. You know, I started using cannabis, I became a patient 5 years ago. And I was just thinking, you know, where I was then and where I am now. And actually seeing the differences actually in pictures. I drank a lot. I was probably an every weekend during the week drinker. Come home after work, have a couple drinks, and then go to bed and wake up and go to work the next morning. Do the same thing the next night. And it was just my routine. And one thing about alcohol is it really takes a wear on your body. It's, you know, hard for, as a stress reliever, and a lot of people use it as that as a stress reliever, it's just really, it just runs your body down because it has to work a lot more to.
Yeah, your liver, your kidneys.
All of that.
All of it.
Same with smoking. It's smoking cigarettes. It's another stress reliever that people use, but it's really hard on the body.
It is.
And when you think about
cigarettes, they're so full of chemicals,
right,
which is really
exactly.
a big, big
so
problem.
So a lot of these things are toxic to us. But cannabis
is not
whether
toxic.
In edible form,
any form,
raw form.
Oh, look at that tree.
Vaping form, smoking form.
That's the tree I want.
That's
sorry.
The one.
We're going for that one.
That is cute.
Sorry, we're getting tree pictures from the Netherlands. You just can't pass up looking at those.
What they do in Netherlands.
But yeah.
Yeah. But it's important. It's to see where you are in your health and what you're planning on doing with your health. So as a resolution, I know that I am going to I have a few drinks now, but I'm going to even have fewer this year.
Wow.
I mean, it's just – it's one of those things that I'd rather partake in cannabis if I am going to use something, which gives me that – very same feeling, in a sense, for me, it gives me that let go, let loose. I feel like I have more control over it than alcohol.
Oh, heck yeah.
And I think that's a really important, an important one. But like I said, different things about different New Year's resolutions.
A lot of alcohol back in the day for healing and
mm-hmm.
things like that.
But it was medicinal.
Yeah.
So, like,
well, yeah.
When you think about how medicinal alcohol used to be, well, even doctors recommended cigarettes.
Right.
So,
doctor
recommended cigarettes. And these are things that, if we knew what we know now and actually look back going, well, we know cannabis because this has been talked about for as long as now we know, you know.
Right.
So it makes a difference on just the scene where you're at in your New Year's resolutions, whether it be a healthy new you or
awesome.
Star just made me a yummy little egg sandwich.
Egg and cheese, biscuit, croissant.
All from scratch.
Well, not a croissant, but croissant. I know, right?
Biscuit.
Wow.
Different resolutions for different folks. That one's some of mine. I think I'm taking part in more voting and looking at what's really going on here. Have an eye-opening experience. Yeah, what is this? And ask questions, ask more questions, and do more research on the bills and the legislations that's being introduced.
Read more, what we're going to do now.
Right.
With the proposition.
It's just something comes out, you know where to get it, you know where to find it. I think a lot of people, it's not interesting, so it tends to get pushed to the wayside, and it really should be more interesting to you because it affects the way.
And even if it is interesting, people's attention span these days are so low and mm-hmm. so small that if they have, well, mine's always been that way, but if they have to read something or research something and take time to do it, then it's too much effort, and it's just people can't sit still enough to do those things.
Right.
That's why we are going to take the time out to read to you about the initiative that's coming out for Arizona.
We'll probably give you a little bit of feedback on our part. Yeah. Usually we do.
What we always do.
So.
And our thoughts. And, you know, we were going to vote for 205 last time until we started reading it on air, and we were appalled.
I really wish more of you could have listened to that episode, and you can. But we read the whole initiative from start to finish, and it took us
4 weeks.
4 weeks. So, which is about, I think we went over. Did we go over any? Like 30
yeah.
minutes?
Or did we did. We went over in time
yeah.
a few times. So we could get it in there.
Definitely over a 5-hour show. If you think about it, that more
yeah.
than 5 hours.
And then we start
reading the
powerhouse
initiatives,
reading
and
yeah,
there was some really, really interesting verbiage. There was some really interesting.
They left out number 11 altogether.
Right. Just the way things were written. And it makes you see how fast these things are getting to be put together. And that one was not put together well. And it could have harmed us more than helped
big time.
Us.
Mm-hmm. So, oh my gosh, that sandwich is delicious.
I know, my
oh
cheese
my gosh.
Is not
sorry, we're
all
eating
around.
On air. I couldn't help it.
I'm so excited.
As Mr. Spills Tiello, we're laying down hoping that he gets a biscuit for himself. Yeah, you know, it's important to read these things. A lot of times when people vote for anything in their, yeah, it's a little gooey, in their county, town, state, whatever they're voting for, they don't read the initiatives and the bills, and they get these messages, and they're like, vote for this, vote for that. And they vote without reading, which is what so many people did last time with 205, which is what we were about to do.
They were told that it was going to be better, and that's usually what an initiative does, especially. Now, this was put together by some folks outside of Arizona that didn't even live here.
Right.
And these were people making decisions for us out.
For God's sakes, Melissa Etheridge was leaving voicemails on people's landlines saying, vote for 205. Okay. Stick with the California ones. I'm not saying. But seriously, she had no clue. But she had a clue as to what those big dispensaries were paying her to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. It's just, it's appalling. And it's sad. And a lot of people are very just superficial in this world these days. And they vote superficially. And they just are. You know, they don't get deep. And you got to get deep, and in order to do that, you got to read.
If you don't, it hurts people.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that. It hurts you.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes.
Well, it could. If 205 had passed, what, like everybody wanted to?
What? Who are the ones that wanted it to? They could have been good for them.
Uneducated.
I'm not saying patients.
No.
I'm saying the
no,
big.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Uneducated.
I'm saying the
patients.
Higher ups. That's who they wanted it for.
Of course, they mm-hmm. wanted it for the dispensaries and for those who already had all the money. So, the patients that were going to vote yes because they hadn't read
right.
it were clueless to the fact that they were going to get screwed in that. So, even you know, bigger hydroponic stores were voting for that, and I think uneducatedly again they were voting without having read the bill or the initiative. All right, so we're gonna do that. I'm so sorry we're eating on air. This is so rude, and it's so delicious. Oh my lord! Man, everyone in the green room is like, seriously, you only made two of those? We're like, sorry, I'm so
you know
sorry.
Is?
There's like a million more biscuits in there.
And it's right there. Oh my gosh, I got a brand new oven and slightly overbrowned the biscuits a little.
They were amazing.
But they were good. Yeah, really good. All right. An initiative measure, it says. Now, Safer Arizona, along with attorney Tom Dean and several others, I don't know the full gamut of who, but we will find that out. Oh, Lord, this is going to be interesting. We're going to have Safer Arizona on air for ones that are pushing for this. So this just says, here we go. This is 14 pages, I believe. I don't think they're numbered. I wonder if they have a number 11 in here. All right. Amending Title III, Arizona revised statutes by adding Chapter 21. Amending 13-3401, Arizona revised statutes repealing Section 13-3405, Arizona revised statutes amending Section 36-2501, and 36-2512, Arizona Revised Statutes, amending Title 42, Chapter 3, Arizona Revised Statutes by adding Article 13 relating to cannabis, text of proposed amendment. Okay. Be it enacted by the people of the state of Arizona, Section 1, short title. This act may be cited as the, quote, Safer Arizona Cannabis Legalization Act, quote. And that's my boy in the background. If you hear all those swooping noises, we're just petting the heck out of this guy. Okay, Section 2, findings. The people of the state of Arizona find and declare the following. You ready for the declaration?
Yeah.
People of the state of Arizona. Number one, appropriate song. Welcome guests out there. We're reading the ballot initiative for the new marijuana legalization. Number one. Marijuana and cannabis have been used safely for thousands of years for recreational, medical, religious, and industrial purposes. Okay, we declare that. All right, that's pretty true. We declare, too, the states of Colorado, Washington, Oregon, California, Maine, Massachusetts, Nevada, Alaska, and Washington have all legalized the adult use of marijuana and cannabis and have enjoyed a substantial increase in tax revenue as a result. Okay, all right, fair enough. Three. People declare in states that have legalized or medicalized, there has been a decrease in teen use of marijuana and cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they probably need to show some stats on that, but we'll say okay to that. We have heard that, but we need to see stats probably. Most people will want that.
Most people want that.
They want stats. Here we go. Four, industrial hemp, which is currently defined as cannabis containing 0.3% or less THC, was cultivated by several of our founding fathers, including George Washington, and was a staple of the American economy until the advent of prohibition. Industrial hemp is non-psychoactive, has many industrial applications, and is lawfully produced in several states in America and in many nations, including Canada, to the great benefit of their farmers and economy. Absolutely true.
For sure.
Absolutely true.
Our country used to grow it.
Mm-hmm.
This use hemp and cannabis used to be grown all over the United States.
Well, hemp for sure.
Hemp for sure. And I know cannabis because people were using it.
Of course they were. Because they weren't.
And then it had to become eradicated. Meaning everything had to go. You can still find a few hemp plants off the sides of freeways and
you
dirt
and Regina
roads.
Nelson, right?
We did.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Regina Nelson went on a hemp hunt in Illinois. Yeah.
A hemp hunt.
Hemp hunt, and we found some right next to an old folks home. We were wandering the field and we found it.
Wow. Did you take any for samples?
Yes, of course we did.
Right. Can you eat that stuff?
Yes, you can.
Did you?
I put a little bit of the leaf in my mouth. I think I tried it. It's a lot different.
Mm-hmm.
But you can see the similarities. You can definitely see the similarities.
Yeah.
So.
I just ate that entire thing and didn't get in the way. It was that good.
I did the same thing.
I know, and usually he gets a bite.
I know. I was thinking of giving him a piece of cheese.
We'll have to. He can have part of a biscuit later in just a minute. We'll keep eating. That's what happens when you spoil crap at your dog. In the largest meta study to date, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration concluded in 2015 that there's no correlation between cannabis use and automobile accidents. Moreover, unlike alcohol, multiple studies have found that the level of THC in a person's system cannot be reliably used to establish whether or not a person is impaired. That's from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration in 2016. There's no correlation, people. Oh, boy. You know, this is the kind of information you love to go to dinner with somebody with, you know, and their friends and family go, and what about all the accidents due to pot? You go, you know what? Well, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration concluded in 2015 that there's absolutely no correlation. Moreover, unlike alcohol, the level of THC in your body doesn't constitute how impaired you are.
No, it doesn't.
Booyah. Okay. The people of Arizona also declare the former chief administrative law judge of the United States Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, Francis Young, determined...
State that three times.
The former... No. Francis Young determined correctly that, quote, and there were other things before this because there's a little that. Marijuana in its natural form is one of the safest therapeutically active substances known to man, .. I love right now they're playing Trump's little blurb where he says, medical marijuana? Okay, that's great. Let's do this. So, all right, Mr. Francis. Seventh, monopolies and oligopolies of any industry in the state of Arizona are antithetical to the values of Arizonans, and the cannabis industry is no exception. Commerce should be left to the free market, and its production and sale should be regulated only to the extent as the production and sale of any other commodity. So they're putting weed back in the free market. Woo woo! Free market! Eight. In the interest of public health and safety.
I'm looking for the one you said.
Yeah, did I send that in a text or a messenger? Try
text.
Try your text message.
Try text message.
Yeah, because it's got to be a lot bigger than this. I'm straining to see this stuff with TV day. I know you're like, what about the interests of public health and safety? Okay, sorry.
We're going to get to that in a minute, folks.
We'll get there. It's been a fun morning already. What's going on?
I'm glad you were with us.
To protect and maintain individual rights and the personal freedom and to better focus state and local law enforcement resources on crimes involving violence and personal property, marijuana and cannabis should be removed from the Arizona Uniform Controlled Substances Act, and the possession, use, production, and sale of marijuana and cannabis should be removed from Arizona's criminal code and legalized for adults who are at least 21 years of age. Okay, so there you go. You should legalize it for 21-year-olds and older. Number 9. People of the state of Arizona find and declare that states are not required to enforce federal law or prosecute people for engaging in activities prohibited by federal law. That's very important, you guys. Very important. Therefore, implementation of this act is not preempted by federal law or causes the state of Arizona to violate federal law. The purpose of this act is to legalize the use, production, manufacture, and sale of marijuana and cannabis for persons who are at least 21 years of age. This is number 10. The purpose of this act is to legalize the use, production, manufacture, and sale of marijuana and cannabis for persons who are at least 21 years of age to remove laws currently in existence that prohibit such activities and to protect persons who are at least 21 years of age from arrest and prosecution, criminal and other penalties and property forfeiture if such persons engage in the possession, use, production, or sale of marijuana and cannabis pursuant to this act. Okay, so hang on. Let me go back to this a minute. Let's read number 10 again, because this is important. I think this is where, I think it's going to fail. Right, number 10. And I'll tell you why I think that. And you can discuss
why don't you tell us, well, sorry.
We can discuss this, and maybe my mind will change. The purpose of this act is to legalize, and this is where it got me right here. the use, production, manufacture, and sale of marijuana and cannabis for those 21 years old. Alcohol is not regulated that way. You can make 200 gallons of alcohol per person per year, but you cannot sell it. You can't sell it at all. I know that. I know that for a fact.
Well,
it's against the law. So what would cause the group that made this initiative to think that in this state, especially in this time right now, that the voters, especially the ones that voted against this last time, are going to go, oh, that's a good idea. Let's legalize the sale and distribution of this in the manufacturing for those 21 and older. They don't want that. They want, five guys sitting on the couch in Montana, they want you to go to a licensed dispensary or store or pharmacy to get your medicine. They don't want you just growing it and selling it to all your neighbors in the neighborhood. They don't want that. The people that voted for this last time. Now, all the patients and stuff, you betcha. But there's going to be a lot of big money again going against it, I think, for just that reason. Should we be able to? Absolutely. 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 If you spend the time, effort, energy, and money it takes to grow this stuff, you should be able to share it with your friends.
I can guarantee you not everyone is going to be doing it.
Holy cow. That's for sure. That's totally
there's going
for sure.
To still be more than enough to go around. And that's money.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And that is it. But it,
I mean,
it worries
back to
me.
How
the wording worries
you
me.
Say farmer's market compared to going to your local grocery. You're not your local grocery store, but your chain market supermarket.
Well, and that's just it. I don't know. We just had some bloggers in here. I was a little distracted.
Sorry. It's all right.
It's
all
right. No, it's okay.
We're good?
Yeah, we're good. No, they came in, they left, I guess. They're in, they're out. Maybe they're there. Hi, guys. But I just think the verbiage of this is going to get people, and it's going to get them all riled up. Because alcohol isn't regulated that way. They don't say you can brew and sell beer to your neighbors, or whiskey, or moonshine, or wet Latin, or whatever your grandma used to bring home for you. We had a little grandma. She brought us wet Latin. Woo! Started young on that stuff. Woo! Yeah. I love the music in the back. It's so appropriate. Section 3, Chapter 21. And this is one of them that they're adding, Chapter 21. Title 3, Arizona Revised Statutes, is amended by adding Chapter 21 to read, Chapter 21, Safer Arizona Cannabis Legalization Act, Article 1, General Provisions. So this is 3-3701 definitions. In this chapter, the following definitions shall apply. Okay. 1, cannabis, quote, shall be defined to include the following. You ready?
I'm ready.
A, all plants of the genus cannabis and any and all parts of such plants, whether growing or not. B, any and all parts of the plants of the genus cannabis, including but not limited to the flower, leaves, stalk, stems, roots, fiber, and seeds of such plants. C, the resin and the oil extracted from any and all parts of the plants of the genus cannabis. D, every compound, salt, throat, and mixture in preparation of the plants of the genus cannabis. E, any and all substances resulting from the mixture, manufacture, and preparation of the resin extracted from any and all parts of plants of the genus cannabis. And F, any and all cannabinoids derived from any and all parts of plants of the genus cannabis, including but not limited to tetrahydrocannabinol, THC, cannabidiol, CBD, and cannabigerol, CBG. Okay, well, they just defined, thank you, Netherlands. I pop up and read blogs once in a while, and you guys rock. You rock, Netherlands. Thank you. We won't ignore them. We won't ignore you because you're awesome. Maybe they are, too. I just don't know what they're doing. Somebody said they're trolling around. How do you troll podcasts? That's the first ever. Are they leaving a little troll tree? Surprises, is there gold out there? trolls are good. I mean, trolls can be good. Like if it's a leprechaun at the little pot of gold that's sitting out there, and he's trolling around, God, garden of gold. Can't help myself.
Marijuana.
We should get started.
I love everybody. I am. Okay, so cannabis is everything in their definition. Okay, and here's a good one. Cannabis accessories. This is something. And this cut off. Oh my gosh, do you have that?
You're looking.
You are just stumped to death, aren't you? And I
did you maybe send it in my email?
I think I sent a link because I was blogging. Because
I remember it coming in. I would go, oh, she sent me that. That's cool.
Yeah. Well,
and then
obviously my area of expertise is not computers. I can't even print something out right. Sorry, guys.
Stay with us, folks.
I know.
Stay with
it's
us.
Good stuff. We've been smoking some good stuff this morning. Okay, cannabis accessories. And this is interesting. Here we go. Shall be defined as equipment, products, materials of any kind that are used, intended for use, or designed for use in planting, propagating, cultivating, growing, harvesting, manufacturing, compounding, converting, producing, processing, preparing, testing, weighing, measuring, analyzing, packaging, repackaging, storing, containing, concealing, converting, ingesting, inhaling, or otherwise introducing cannabis into the human body or animal body, or the isomerization of cannabis. Holy in. So our bodies are considered cannabis accessories? That's interesting. Well, it says our bodies are considered cannabis. Okay, cannabis product, and this is where, this is three. This is where my...
Are they making our bodies illegal?
I think they are. You know what? I might try and find the chat from which, there we go. I'll find it. Here's the link. And I'm going to post this up on the web so that everybody can see it as well, because I need to read the full thing. I can't skip out on this. So here we go.
No skipping out, folks.
We're going to read the number three in its entirety. And for all you folks, put some weed in. Here we go. Oh, no, those are Christmas trees. Where'd they go? Look, I love those. Christmas trees are fantastic. All right. Let's see what we got here. I'll start reading number three. Oh, here we go. Let's just zoom this in. Computers these days. Yeah, if you know computers, probably really help me out. Okay, here we go. The findings chapter. Section 3, definitions 2 and 3. Cannabis product shall be defined to include any product containing cannabis that is ready for use or that is to be further processed and manufactured for industrial, commercial, or any other non-food purpose. Cannabis product shall include, but not be limited to, clothing, building materials, paper, fiber, fuel, hemp, hemp lime biocombustible material, composite material, sorry. Lubricants, plastics, paint, animal feed, veterinary medicine, or any other such product and the use of such products. Okay. Four, a commercial grow. Here we go. Shall be defined as any cultivation of cannabis plants for wholesale to another business that is engaged in the retail sale of cannabis or cannabis products. Commercial grows, except for exemptions otherwise provided for in this chapter, are subject to generally applicable Arizona agriculture laws and regulations pertaining to other agriculture commodities, including but not limited to tomatoes, lettuce, and any other common produce.
Soybean.
Okay.
Mango.
Mango.
Banana.
Chiquita banana.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it. Quit it. All right, hang on. Let's scoot this over here because I keep going back to the blog. What's going on with you bloggers out there? Okay, they're still talking about trolls and humor and you guys are funny. What are you guys all smoking? You're seeing trolls. Did you see the guy? Who was it? Never mind. That's a whole other thing. Some guy smoked some weed. He smoked a joint and it was laced. Was it Dr. Phil? Probably a Dr. Phil thing, and he's like, I smoked marijuana.
Oh, God.
I haven't been the same since. I see things, and you look different. I'm like, wow, cool PCP on that. Yeah. So blame marijuana.
There's enough evidence on what it does to you, and it does not do that.
Yeah.
So if they're still feeling the effects after a few years of that joint that you smoked way back when with some weird people, it was probably laced with something.
Yep. That happens. Happened to my cousin.
It does. It happens.
And it's a bad,
you know,
it's
so bad experience. But it wasn't the weed.
No. Okay. So let's see. Six. Food product, quote, shall be defined as every cannabis product in its natural or manufactured state that is intended for human or animal consumption, and shall include but not be limited to the dried cannabis flower, hashish oil, oil, concentrate, seed, live plants, food and drink, and all cannabis, whether intended for recreational, spiritual, nutritional, or any other use. I love that they include spiritual in the food source. Because
you have to these days.
Because it's always been there.
It's kind of like leaving out the Q or the T.
Hand my hat, please.
Kind of like leaving out the Q or the T in LGBTQ.
Oh, there's more now.
I know.
Oh, there's so many.
So it's kind of like that same thing. Do you need these glasses too?
No, I got these things. Oh, my head was a little cold, and that was the closest thing.
You're so funny.
Except for maybe my hoodie.
She got her cowgirl hat on.
I got my cowgirl hat on. It's just one of them days. All right. Oh, home garden shall be defined. This is number 7. Hello, buddy. I know. He wants his own cheese biscuit. I know you do.
Mm-hmm.
Home gardens shall be defined as commercial productions that have no plant limit. Did you hear that?
No plant limit.
A home garden.
Did you hear that?
Has no plant limit, that are operated by persons who are 21 years of age or older and that are engaged in the cultivation or manufacturing of cannabis and cannabis products for distribution and or retail sale. You hear that? Home gardens. 8, manufacture. Quote, shall be defined to include the compounding, blending, extracting, infusing, or otherwise to make or prepare cannabis products. Okay, 9, personal grow. Oh, okay, so there's home gardens and now we're on personal grow. Quote, shall be defined as any cultivation of cannabis at a person's place of residence. That's it. Home grow. You grow at your home? The home grow. And home gardens or personal grow. Sorry, that's personal grow. Home gardens are what you're going to use to sell. Okay. 10, quote, personal use. Shall be defined as, but is not limited to, the consumption of cannabis that has more than 0.3% THC by persons who are at least 21 years of age for relaxation, meditative, religious, recreational, medical, or any other purpose. I left spiritual out of that one. I should have put that in. But they didn't say any other purpose. Somebody's getting a really good response. All right. Number 11. A producer, quote, shall be defined as owners or tenants of agricultural lands, orchards, farms, home gardens, and commercial grows on which food products are grown, raised, or prepared for market. So you've got a producer, you've got personal use, you've got personal grow, and you've got manufacturer and home gardens. And I highly suggest you read as much as you can about that. Now they're going, oh, greetings from Canada. Look at that. Hi, Canada, eh? Welcome, everybody. Thank you for coming and hanging out with us on this fine weekday, Wednesday morning. Maybe the signal's better. We got a lot of new friends out there.
We love new friends.
Yeah. What are you all smoking out there? We have a bong that's just sitting here waiting for us to rip it up, and we're just too busy reading and petting the big polar bear here.
Yeah, this big
Coca-Cola, dog. Coca-Cola, I like it. Instead of Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola.
I like it.
TM for you.
Yeah, TM for you. That's a good one. That's a magical one. Coca-Cola, that's a good one. See, toners are smart. Whoever says they're not, it's just not.
We're whimsical. We're whimsical. Yeah. We're whimsical creatures.
We are whimsical creatures. So thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Weekday Wednesday. Live from Tucson, Arizona.
With Bellstar.
And a cannabis kid. And it's cold out today.
It is. 42.
Oh, gosh. Tomorrow, we're supposed to get a big old freeze tomorrow.
I can't even believe it.
Oh, and I hope you all have just tons of cannabis because it's Christmas time. And the holidays
get
are here.
Your green in.
And people get all stressed out for no reason.
Well, you know what?
It's actually not no reason because They're forced. They're told, and they're obligated, and they have to buy thousands of dollars worth of gifts for people they might not even know or like.
And
they're like,
thousands of dollars worth of food.
Christmas staff party.
Christmas
party.
Christmas
party.
There's one every night.
Oh, Lordy be. Why can't we just spread this out throughout the year? It's crazy, man. That's just like if we tone Christmas
Jesus
down.
Jesus would not have liked this.
I think Jesus would like the idea I'm coming up with right now. I think he just spread it out, man.
Can you imagine?
Can we just tone it out and take all those thousands and bajillions of dollars we buy on gifts and just do it all year, man? Just all year long. Don't freak out during 1 month. Although, here in America, we've got 11 months that people freak out over having to do something, be something, buy
right.
something. Although I did have such a nice new Christmas outfit this year. I know.
I was finding something new.
Online, and I hate the store, so I just go to my little favorite store online, do a little shopping, click, click.
My name's Cannabis Kid, and I'm addicted to Amazon. So
yeah.
I know exactly how it feels. I mean, getting a present every day, it's worse, but it's still cool stuff. I picked it out. It came to my doorstep. I just opened it up.
There's a bong rip I picked out for myself. What'd you pick out for yourself this year? I got a PlayStation and a drone and a metal detector. Oh, I went crazy.
I got some waterproof Bluetooth earphones. So those were really nice. I got those about a week ago.
Hmm.
I like the Hanukkah my present too. You know?
Really? One day at a time?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Every night, get to open something new. I always wanted to do that as a kid. I always thought Hanukkah was such an awesome holiday that they got to have like 8 fun nights, and we only got one, you know, and maybe like the next day.
So I was going to say,
it's like 24th, 25th. You get.
Was it Christmas Eve or was it the next day where you opened your gift?
It changed different ways.
Or did
ways.
It depend on?
It depended.
The bong hit that your parents would do. No. I wish my parents had done something.
No, it really depended on the ride. Right. Why not different holidays? So when we were young, you know, we tried out the.
It's still puffing. You keep talking.
I know.
Go ahead, tell us.
And so we would try out different holidays, different years. So, like, some days we would. One, like you said, would
Kwanzaa.
Be Kwanzaa.
Gotcha.
Hanukkah and all. So we would try it out on different days, too, Christmas. So we would open presents on, you know, that eve or Christmas morning. It just depended on, I think, the other parts of the family. We come from a big family, so there's just it just depended on who could make it over, what time, or they had to go to their in-laws or, you know, things like that. It's the coordinating and but.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot, and that's where the stress comes in, and that's why I say people have some weed on hand. If it's edibles, if you don't want to show up smelling like skunk or whatever it is you smell like normally on a daily basis after you hit your bong.
edibles are very potent and people can tell if you're having one of those. Because they ask you, did you just smell pot? And I said, oh, no. But I do have a candy in my mouth.
Yeah.
And so...
Oh, they can smell bad even? Wow.
And a vape, too.
All
if
over
their
my
nose is... I was talking to a neighbor the other day. She goes...
Well, what did she say?
She said, are you guys cutting fresh wood over there?
Wow, I haven't heard the fresh wood.
And I guess it was
pining.
It was very
piney. Yeah.
Yeah. And I choked on the vape just a little too much where I actually got a little in my lungs.
Well, and you probably, it was on your clothes. That stuff stays on your clothes.
It does.
The vape, not so much, but this other.
Oh, this other for sure.
This other for sure.
But this year, maybe get a minty where there's some terpenes added back into your candies. Making them maybe like a different flavor.
Yeah.
Kind of covers up. These ones were straight up like sugar and marijuana.
Oh.
You know, they were very flavorful on
the
other side.
Yeah.
And sweet.
Just a little marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Put your weed in it.
But some peppermint on your tongue.
Yeah. Just chew some gum.
What, this time of the year, you can just grab one off the tree.
Yes, you can.
You can. Candy canes.
Hello.
Travel with them. Hey, you just came from a Christmas party.
The dragon
one.
You know what? Even the dragon
one. Even the dragon.
Even the dragon is tough.
I don't know where we were going with that.
The smoke-free during the holidays, which is less stressful for you, if anything.
It's a neuroprotectant.
It's a family protectant. It puts up that family wall you want to have.
That boundary.
That boundary.
You know,
you got it. You got to have it.
Where you're able to go into a situation. You know,
situation.
When you usually go in unarmed, and this one you kind of have, like, your pistol to the side of you.
I'm getting excited because now I got my hat on. Now you're talking pistols.
What? Someone is sending us some goodies there.
Oh, there's all sorts of stuff going on. Please play the Puff 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 song. Which one's that?
Puff,
giant phone.
No, he's talking about your 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
We went right through. We didn't even do a.
Oh. We'll end the show on that one. That I know, and I totally saw that because we're like almost to the end of the show.
We didn't even.
I know we haven't done anything that we're supposed to be doing except for scaring you with bells out there. Bells, trolls, Canadians, Netherlands, everybody's out there this morning. This is flipping awesome. It's the holidays. People are so crazy. They get on new shows, they do new things. And why not? You know, we say Wednesday, anything happens, and we will. We'll head that shit.
That egg sandwich, man.
Wasn't it the best? I was like, Sully, I'm so sorry you didn't get any. He's so sad. Depressed my dog.
Folks, I don't even know how that happened. It's 8:56. We didn't play our...
Rabbis are on the show? Let's clap for the rabbis. Kosher. Love it. My favorite kosher. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
it's my absolute favorite.
Orange kosher soda.
Is some terpenoids in it?
I think it was just kind of like orange soda with
the Christian?
With the Christian.
Was it? Did you feel it? Was it good?
It was about
50
milligrams.
For the whole soda?
Uh-huh.
And? Wait a minute. What did you feel?
Yeah. I mean, you definitely get the relaxation part. I'm not a big orange, fake orange flavor fan.
Americano.
So kind of off.
Yeah.
It's a little different, not gonna lie.
Yeah, bong hit cheese and egg sandwich in the Americana, like they said. Well, we were on green tea this morning. You couldn't tell. Whew, now with hash. All right, we're gonna. You know what? Holy cow! I don't even know how to do this. We're gonna end the show without our other music. We've got holiday stuff. So here, let's see. How do we do this? We'll end the holiday stuff. And we will put on our favorite song, our pop shop song, to leave as soon as we do. But thank you, everybody, for tuning in to We Say Wednesday today.
Be back with us next Wednesday.
And, yeah, we're going to read more of the initiative. This is 14 pages, so we're going to have to get serious and bust through some more songs. But we'll play it. I love this song. My favorite song. Happy holidays, you guys. Merry Christmas, whatever you're celebrating or not.
Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah. They're offering Starbucks now. I love it. This is fantastic. All right. Netherlands. What's the good? Oh, this is
delicious. Yeah. Delicious coffee.
Yeah, I bet.
And tea.
Emery's. Oh, what about Timmy Hortons up in Canada? I know Tim Hortons. They're, I like Tim Hortons better than I like Starbucks. But I do like tea. Tim Hortons is it. Canadian, New York kind of thing. So some of Silver Sister knows she's drinking her Timmy Hortons right now. So Timmy Hortons it is. All right. Thank you for tuning in to We Say Wednesday. See you next week.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the New Year's and we'll share our weedy resolutions with you. And
have
find
an
out
awesome where. Holiday.
Yes.
And,
love each other.
We'll
thank
Wednesday.
You all for tuning in. And here it is. Pot Shop. Love it.
Puff, 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 puff. Puff, 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 puff,
my house like what up, I got some good pot, I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop, ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty, my friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey, rolling in hella high, looking like it's pizza time, dominating all my friends, as I eat some chili fries, draped in a snuggie with my girl sitting next to me, probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of ice tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking, about to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks, Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up, but can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real, ask your grandpa, can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's, and then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
Know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal, but science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons, I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers, and bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs, it's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed, these special